Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defond LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 247 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike Down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving to you.
We're releasing this episode early this week. At least that's the plan, right?
Yeah, we figured we'd record early and drop it early so that people could listen to it when they go to grandmother's house.
Yeah, instead of listening to Over the River and Through the Woods, they can listen to the Por Favor podcast.
Exactly.
Good family tradition.
Yep.
That's nice of you. Very nice of you. How's the weather?
It's back up in the 80s. It was 81 when I was walking. Oh.
So you had your winter already, those 3 days? Where
yeah,
it was like
I said, we get one or two days. We don't get 10 days. It's beautiful.
Well, and you're getting like glee out of posting that it's going to be like the all-time coldest Thanksgiving.
Oh, I was so happy. I watched that. I saw that this evening. I said, "Oh, that's so beautiful."
That's miserable, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's just terrible.
And I got to go stand outside in that, do my Black Friday shopping, wait in line.
Well, you don't have to. That's a choice you're making.
That's true. And you can do most of it online now.
You're getting snow, it looks like, on Tuesday.
That's tomorrow, sir. It's not going to snow. I'm convinced. Yeah. I don't know. This is awful. This is the worst.
You're going to have a long, miserable winter.
It's already started. It's not even the 20th of November yet as we record this, and I'm already miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to say. You really brought me down early on in this week's episode.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not.
You're not. Although, you know what happened? This is your fault. You know why?
No.
You sent me a little message last week. Oh, maybe next year I'll come up for Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden, the universe conspired, and they wanted to remind you why you never want to leave the state of Florida again.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want to come home for this week? Snow, -6. Imagine if you were coming home this week. You'd be shell-shocked. You would never leave your house again, would you?
No.
You got your lanai, your pool. If you were at my house and it was 18 degrees with a -3 wind chill in the morning on Thanksgiving, you would be getting like flashbacks of Chaska, wouldn't you?
I'd have my pants on, my Bryant sweatshirt. I'd probably have to wear a windbreaker in the house.
Yeah.
Walk around with a blanket around me.
Mm-hmm. Drinking hot cocoa instead of Bud Lights at night.
It'd be awful. Oh, so awful.
It's not a good thing, is it?
No.
I'm not looking forward to that. But other than that, I love Thanksgiving. It's usually nice. It's usually a nice tempered day. Although it has snowed on Thanksgiving before. I remember when I was covering high school football for the newspaper, there was one snowy Thanksgiving. I had to go out and do that, which was not fun.
We were walking the dog this weekend, and I said how I always hated the weekend before Thanksgiving because my dad would always make me rake the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, they got to be done before Thanksgiving. I'm like, what do leaves have to do with Thanksgiving? Well, he wants the yard to look good. I'm like, but people aren't going to be looking at the yard.
Right.
I don't care. Just go out and... Oh, it took me all day. And, like, I'd start off with the... You know those nerdy things, the vests that you wear up there? The little jacket, the vest? Mm-hmm. And I'd start off with that. And then I'd start getting the blisters on my thumbs from raking. I'd rake them, like, in 9 different piles. It took
you had
me
a
literally
lot of trees in your backyard.
Yeah, there were a lot of oak trees in the backyard. It was horrible.
You didn't have a huge backyard? It wasn't small, either.
No, it was a pretty big one. It was a big backyard,
it was
actually.
Decent. Yeah, it was pretty big. But, like, it was just trees everywhere.
Trees everywhere. It was awful.
And you had the fence, so you couldn't just, like, rake them over into the woods. You had to actually pick them all up,
didn't you? I had to pick them up and then throw them over the fence into the woods. And I'd listen to, like, a Patriot game with Gil Santos. This is back in the day of Drew Bledsoe. I mean, I just have that vivid image.
Nothing good. Just misery.
Yeah, and then Bill would just come out and supervise and just say it looks like crap and go back inside. It was awful. Awful. Yeah. Yep.
No, like, backpack blower, just a rake.
Oh, yeah.
You could have had 6 acres and he wouldn't have bought a backpack blower. You would have been using...
No, and the thing is, too, is it had duct tape on it because it broke.
So not like you couldn't even go down to Benny's and get another $4.99 rake.
No, like when I try to give it a little bit of weight to really, you know, to really get in, get the you'd
you
have
the
acorns
crack.
Under the grass that you'd be scooping up, and Yeah, as soon as I gave it a little oomph, the rake would start to bend.
That's nice.
Oh, it was awful.
Missing half the teeth, so you can't, like, you miss a little spot every time you rake.
Yeah, yep. That is such a worthless activity. I've said that a million times. It is a worthless activity.
What's worse, raking leaves or shoveling snow?
I honestly hated raking leaves more. They're both worthless activities, but, like, leaves were just dumb. Because they would just grow and then they would fall off again. Just a stupid, stupid thing.
Yes, you're describing the life cycle of a tree. Yes, sir.
And then like people down here, they're all power washing their driveways. That's how they're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
That's it.
Guy was in shorts and a wife beater power washing his driveway. It was like 84. So lovely.
That's a ton of mosquitoes. You got to spray the house for mosquitoes, I assume.
Nah, the bugs are dissipating now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Figure they'd all flock down there.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, is it?
Nah, they're all starting to go away.
Well, that's good. How's your... I mean, remember you had like a breeding ground on your front door. Did that all get taken care of for the most
part?
Those
aren't mosquitoes. Those are the invasive bugs that live in ponds.
Right, but is it still bad?
No, we had a little outbreak a couple nights ago.
I see.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
It's Patrick Ewing.
Oh. So, what are your plans for Thanksgiving this year, sir?
Well, we'll talk about it at the end, because we are going to... We made an executive decision to head up to property.
Ooh, at the last minute.
Yeah, and I'll give you the place that we're going to.
The details at the end of the show. That's a good tease there, sir.
Yeah, we want people to listen through.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a lot of people, they just get the beer of the week, and then they go to the Packy and buy that, and then they just tune us off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you don't blame them. Speaking of, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
It's got to be some pumpkin thing. It's going to be a Thanksgiving-y beer, I'm pretty sure, but go ahead.
A Thanksgiving-y beer? You don't know how right you are. This is from the Mayflower Brewing Company out of Plymouth, Massachusetts. And
Plymouth,
it's called...
Massachusetts. Who built the ark? Noah built it. Well, who built the ark? Noah built it. Who built the ark?
Plymouth Noah doesn't have anything to do with Noah. They were on the Mayflower.
Okay. That's right.
Different ship.
The Anna, the Nina, and the Santa Maria, right?
Nope, that was Columbus. It's the Mayflower.
What were the other boats?
No. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were Christopher Columbus.
Oh, okay.
The Mayflower was the Pilgrims. In 1620, they sailed across. And they landed in Plymouth Rock. So this is the Mayflower Thanksgiving Ale 2018 version. And it's a 6.7% alcohol by volume. It says, an English-style old ale brewed with a rich array of barley and rye, malted and aged on toasted American oak. This full-bodied brew is perfect for America's hometown holiday. So how do you like that? It's got a big old turkey on the can. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, you're drinking an oil can tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty nice. It does. It tastes like fall, like a crisp fall afternoon. But you were spot on with that. I was at the liquor store this evening getting a six-pack of a mix of six for the unofficial beer sponsors coming up in the next few weeks. And I saw this one in the cold section. So I was like, oh, I'll grab that one for tonight. Perfect. Thanksgiving ale. How can you beat that? I mean, I'm sure you'd prefer a Budweiser Light, but as far as theme goes, it's pretty spot on, don't you say?
Good job. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
I like how you thought that the Pilgrims first sailed Noah's Ark and then Christopher Columbus's ships, though. Bishop Hendrickson didn't do a good job teaching you rudimentary history of the United States.
I think that was Pilgrim. We took U.S. and...
At the high school called Pilgrim, they didn't teach you about the Pilgrims, so there you go.
There was a thing on Jeopardy, and it was like some writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Kristen asked me, she goes, did you ever have to read him? Because I'm like, I'd never heard of this guy in my entire life. And she goes, do you ever have to read him? I'm like, I don't know. If I did, I never did read him. And she just lost it.
Was it like Chaucer or something?
I don't even know. We were talking about the Iliad. I had to read that at Hendrickson.
Oh,
did you
by
read
Homer?
That? Yeah.
No, I didn't read that.
Oh, we had to read that. We had to read that in the Odyssey?
Yeah, the Iliad and the Odyssey.
So literally, okay, so I read the Iliad. Or I read the Iliad. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue. So I read it again, and I took the highlighter out, right? And then I got the Cliff Notes.
Oh, boy.
And I think I got like an 18 on that test.
Out of 100?
Yeah. Oh,
yep. That's about right. Okay.
Yeah. So I decided when we had to do the Odyssey, I just said, to hell with it. I'm not going to read it. I can't do any worse.
That's right.
Like, why put yourself through this misery twice just to get an 18?
Did you, what'd you get on the second test?
I'm not even sure. I think I got pretty close to the same. But
pretty cool. I didn't even think you could get that low. I thought after it got like under like 60, they just kind of stopped.
It might not have been. It might have been like a 27 or something, but it was low. Bad. I mean, it was it's not bad. It's getting better. It's like my SATs are going up every time I take it. But
I once got a negative score on an assignment in high school. Did I tell you about that?
No.
So this was physics, like honors physics my senior year. I was in physics 2 with all the nerds. For some reason, I took that class. I liked the teacher. So we had a lab report due every week. And if it was a day late, you lost 10 points on it.
You liked the teacher? What was it, a smoke show or something?
No, it was a guy. He was
There was a guy physics teacher and you liked him?
Well, I wasn't like attracted to him.
I mean, if you're going to take physics too, and she's a 32-year-old smoke show, I understand. But you're taking it with some like bald-headed clown with glasses. You like the guy?
He wasn't bald. Yeah, he was a good guy. It was a good class.
See, like the basketball coach, and you were trying to suck up and
no, he was the furthest thing from the basketball coach. No.
Anyways, go ahead.
So he would knock 10 points off every day it was late. So if you
how can a test be late? Oh, this is a
project? It's a lab report. You got to pay attention here. This is probably why you get 18 on your tests. So every day you handed in the lab report late, you got 10 points off. So I handed it in. It was due. Let's say it was due on a Wednesday. I handed it in on Monday.
Why was it late?
I just didn't do it in time. I wasn't finished with it.
But isn't that the stuff that you do during class?
No, you take it home and work on it. Like, you do the experiment in class, and you have to write all the stuff out and put it all together and everything. So I brought it. I didn't get it done in time, and I handed it on Monday. So I figured it would be 2 days late, Thursday, Friday. Oh, he took 10 points off for each weekend day. So now I'm 40 points off, and I got, like, a 38 on it. So I ended up getting a negative 2 on this lab report.
Nice.
And I asked him after. I said, I said, are you really going to give me a negative score? You can't just give me a 0? He's like, yeah, you got a negative score. So I would have been better off not handing it in. I handed it in and got some, or maybe I got like 50 points, whatever it was. I got enough points taken off, and I did such a bad job anyway that I got a negative score on that one. How's that?
Ooh.
I think I still got a C- in that class overall.
That's actually good. You know, you were down 35 in the first half, and you came back to squeak one out by 2.
Yeah, I only lost by like 14 or something.
Did I ever tell you about the time me and Barachik almost blew up the 8th grade lab class?
No, that doesn't really surprise me. I don't think you've told me that, though.
We had to mix a bunch of chemicals together and then stick a match in the beaker tube, and it would do something, right? So about 5 groups, you know, that you hear this. And the teacher knew right away that they mixed the wrong combinations and threw them out of class. So me and Berko didn't learn from our classmates. So about 20 minutes after everybody's been thrown out, I'm like, you do it. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. You do it. I'm like, all right, fine. So I light the match, right? Put it in there. Boop! Mr. Lovett, early, Barachik, get out of here. So we get booted, and we had to write the lab. And it was like a 5-page lab. We had to, like, write it, like, 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what, like, our punishment was. So we went to Berko's, like, dining room table and just wrote the damn lab, like, 5 times. It was horrible.
So you weren't the only, like, they kicked everyone out for doing the same thing.
Yeah, we're in groups.
So why do you keep giving people a chance to keep doing it? Why didn't you just, like, cut everything short? He knew everyone was going to be idiots.
No, because a lot of people did the right thing.
Oh, it was just your
like, we didn't do it intentionally. We just were 2 buffoons.
Well, that's true. Oh, so you weren't even being, like, malicious.
No, because why would you want to write a lab 5 times?
Well, you may not have known that was the punishment when you get thrown out.
No, we weren't being stupid. We were just, I mean...
You were stupid, you weren't being...
Yeah, we were stupid, but we weren't intentionally trying to do it.
I see. Well, that happens.
Because I think he tried to throw me under the bus, too, because he said that it was me who did it, but he wasn't buying. That's why he wanted me to stick the match in that little beaker.
Boop.
Made that. I clearly remember that pop noise too. And you were praying that it would make the other noise. And as soon as you're like, boop, oh no.
I mean, that sounds like a failure on the teacher's part, if you ask me.
Yeah, it could be. Too many people screwed that one up.
If all those people messed it up, and he's just yelling at them instead of telling them what they do wrong and how to fix it, I mean, that's you know, it's a poor carpenter who blames his tools. Is that correct?
Oh, that's a good analogy, yeah.
Thank you. You being the tool in this scenario. You want to take a break?
All right.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
The horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through white and drifty snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Everybody now. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through white and drifty snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode number 247 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. Mr. Clint's been joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island. You've already pre-treated your driveway with salt, getting ready for that storm tomorrow.
Storm of the century.
Big nor'easter.
Not happy about that. Let's just forget about that and talk about something happier.
Okay.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving at Walt Disney World.
Oh, okay.
Now, for those of you who have been listening to the Por Favor podcast for many years, you may remember way back in 2016, episode 142, this was a solo show on my part, which I didn't even realize until when I went back to listen to it this week. Episode 142 was outside the box restaurants for Thanksgiving at Walt Disney World. So you were on break from the show. I forgot.
Actually, I listened to it, and I hadn't been hooked up for internet yet.
Is that what it was?
I was back. Yep.
So you were in between your first and second place in Florida, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah. So you weren't hooked up yet, because I remember I threw Eugene under the bus in the beginning of that episode.
You threw me under the bus big time, too.
Well, you didn't give me the address.
You know, you were saying that I was a buffoon, mm-hmm. and that you missed me because you needed a co-host, but that I was a buffoon and I'm very loud and that I was wrong 100% of the time that I argued with you.
Is any of that inaccurate?
Well, I mean, we don't really need to. We can leave that alone. It is the holidays and we're family,
fair
so
enough.
We can leave that one alone.
That's true.
And then you said that Eugene was going door to door, knocking on doors, looking for me, Susie, and Fenway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not.
It did take a while for him to hook up the Ethernet cable, didn't it?
It was not an efficient system. The biggest thing, though, the biggest problem with that was because he's union. Like, you could have done it. You could have just plugged it in. But he was union, so he had to do it. You know, we're a union shop, so
right. Of
you
course.
Know, the right guy has to do it. If you went and plugged that Ethernet thing in, we would have had a lawsuit on our hands.
Exactly.
So we had to wait the 7 or 8 weeks or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That show actually came out pretty good. Listening to it today, I thought I did an excellent job.
Oh, wow. If you don't say so yourself.
If I don't say so myself. So,
yeah, child.
So go back, listen to episode 142, where I discussed some outside-the-box ideas of where to go for Thanksgiving dinner if you're at Walt Disney World. And the reason I wanted to revisit this is, even though it's only been 2 years, there's a lot of new restaurants, and there's some of them that I've been to and some new ones that I've been to that maybe changed my ranking. And since you weren't on the show, I wanted to get some of your ideas on outside-the-box Thanksgiving restaurants to eat at. So without further ado, should we get into our list here?
Yeah.
Did I do a good enough job recapping what's going on here, or do you want to add anything?
Oh, your love affair for Art Smith. You hadn't even been there yet.
I know. I was listening to it. Imagine now. I've been there twice.
Oh, my God. I'm like, get over it, for crying out loud.
You're not as impressed with it as I am, are you?
I mean, it's good. I like it, but oh my goodness.
I hadn't even been there yet. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I will say that did not make my list this year because I didn't want to repeat any of the places. So,
okay.
So we'll go into that. Why don't you start us off with one of yours? Did you do them from 5 to 1 or you just
went? I actually did. I think I did go from 5 to 1.
Okay. I didn't do them in any particular order, but I'll do a quick ranking as you go. So why don't you start off with your first one here?
Well, this is number 5, and you would think it would be number 1, but it's mm-hmm. Grand Floridian Cafe.
Okay.
And you're going to see a theme with this top 5 list, and you know how I love the cafe, I love the food, but mm-hmm. I just love the atmosphere.
The atmosphere is nice and relaxed, laid back, yep.
I'm at home. Start off maybe at Meisner's for a Bloody Mary.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Listen to piano, maybe head down for dinner.
Check out the Christmas tree in the lobby. Check out the tree in the lobby. House.
And then when you're done, maybe get a hot cocoa and sit and listen to the band. I can't think of a better way to spend your Thanksgiving than at the Grand Floridian.
That would be very nice. And I think they, I don't know if they still have it. They used to have like that open-faced turkey sandwich, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they still do that.
But that's a good good thing. But there's plenty of good options. And it's not really about exactly what you can order because, you know, any of these places, you're going to find something you like anyway. But it's more about like the feeling you get while you're there. So I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yep.
All right, so my number five, and this one is, I'm taking this from your playbook right here, is I'm going into Epcot Center, which you're going to see a theme from mine as well. I'm thinking, where do you go? You just talked about it not that long ago. Where's a place you go, you sit down with a big group of people, and you just have a grand old time?
Tepanito.
Yeah. That's my idea. Outside the box, you don't think of Japanese food, hibachi food, as your Thanksgiving meal, but the atmosphere you get sitting around a big grill with all the people you love, the people you're closest with, and just laughing and having a good time, eating good food, having some cocktails. That sounds like a pretty good way to spend your Thanksgiving, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, it does.
Now, did that one cross your mind as an option?
It actually did, yes.
Yeah, I figured it might. I was a little worried that you might have picked that, but then when you texted me the other day and said all yours were outside the parks, I said, all right, I'm safe with going with Tepanito on my list.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice, and that would be something like, it'd be hard to convince a traditionalist, like someone who really enjoys that turkey dinner, but I think like a big group, like if it was, you know, me and the girls and you and Susie and then my sisters and my parents, like, you know, my dad, he would rather have the turkey dinner, but I think we'd all have a good time. Like, we'd have a lot of laughs at that table, don't you think?
Yeah.
That would be great. Although, we'd have it anywhere. That group I just described, I mean, we can go sit down at a Burger King and have a good time.
That's true. All right, we do laugh. I mean, yeah, it's kind of morbid, but the Arruda's family and us, we laugh at funerals, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you like my Tepanito choice. What's your next option for Thanksgiving?
I'm heading over to the beach club, and I am going over to Cape May Cafe.
Oh, that's really outside the box. Okay, tell me about this a little bit. Well, what made you pick this?
You know they have a fantastic buffet. That's on your list.
I've only been for breakfast, but the dinner buffet looks really good.
Uh-huh.
If you like seafood, that's definitely should be on your list for
buffets. But for Thanksgiving, they're also offering all the Thanksgiving fixings.
It makes sense. I mean, I didn't necessarily expect it, but now that you say it, I mean, it's the easiest thing for a buffet to just throw some mashed potatoes, stuffing, and turkey on their carving station.
Right.
You know, a little cranberry sauce, and they're good to go. And then, so what are they taking away? The crab legs to throw in some turkey, or what's going on here?
No, from what I read, it said, in addition to their typical spread, they're going to be doing Thanksgiving offerings.
Yeah, so that's really good. So if you decide to go there, you're not going to be missing out on really anything. You get the full Thanksgiving, you get the seafood like you would normally get. So it's not like they're taken away.
Right.
Because that would be my concern. All of a sudden, oh, we're having a, you know, the traditional Thanksgiving, which isn't my favorite. I know you really love it, but
love it.
It's not my favorite thing, the traditional Thanksgiving. If I was going to Cape May and I showed up and it was just turkey and potatoes, I'd be kind of pissed.
Right.
You know, but if they just add it in there, then that sounds fine by me. I'm not like against it necessarily, but I probably wouldn't get any when I went there, put it that way.
And the other thing that I like is I love that resort. I think it's very, very laid back and relaxing. And I think it's a place where you can go to Martha's Vineyard Lounge and mm-hmm. have a Bloody Mary and after dinner get a hot chocolate and walk around the resort, maybe sit there.
Yeah, the resort or just the whole boardwalk area.
Right.
Around there, you could go into Epcot if you wanted from the International Gateway right there. Yeah, it's a really great spot just for like a nice leisurely kind of afternoon or evening. I agree with that. Would you like to hear about my next choice, sir?
Yeah, let's check out your next choice.
So this one's going to be based on our guys' trip, a place that we've gone to, and now I know you're probably thinking Shula's, but no, I'm saying Maria and Enzo's would be a good place.
Oh, here this is your new Art Smith, isn't it?
No, I'm not as in love with it as I am with Art Smith, but I do like it a lot. But I also I'm thinking about my family. Like if I wanted to get everyone on the same page and say, all right, we're not having turkey dinner. Where are we gonna go? Have a good, real hearty Italian meal. I can get everyone on board with that in my family. You know, everyone gets what they want. They have steaks on the menu. You can get just the pasta with the chicken parm. You can get the meatballs. You can get, you know, a seafood pasta. All the bread. You share the bread around the table. Some good appetizers. Really can't go wrong with that. Just a nice atmosphere. I don't know. I think that would be, being from the Northeast and loving Italian food, that was some good Italian food. And if you're not going to have the turkey and the stuffing, you might as well have some good gabagool or something, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
So Maria and Enzo's is my second pick. Is that something you could see yourself having on Thanksgiving if you were having the turkey? No?
No, it didn't even cross my mind.
But if you got the invite, if I texted you and said, hey, by the way, we're going to be down for Thanksgiving, we have a 3 o'clock at Maria and Enzo's for Thanksgiving dinner, you'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yes, correct.
I mean, it wouldn't matter what I said on property, you'd be there in a heartbeat, but you know what I'm saying.
Correct.
But I think that's a good choice, and like I said, that's more for my whole family, because I know I could really, everyone would find something they really liked there for their meal. So what do you got next on your list?
Okay, now here's where I went against my normal thinking.
Okay.
I wanted to stay out of the pox,
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept seeing this restaurant, and I said, this is the place where you want to go, because it's old dining room that you would see in some New England, small New England towns, but Rose and Crown.
Okay.
I think that is just the perfect setting for Thanksgiving. Just old, rustic English countryside.
And the food is very similar.
Yes.
To, like, that hearty, like, home-style food. It's not American home-style. It's, you know, it's the British pub food, but...
Right.
You know, there's the pot roast. There's the corned beef and cabbage. There's the bangers and mash, you know. A lot of heavy, rich things that you expect to get on Thanksgiving. That being said, we agree on this. That's my number three pick also.
That is your number three. For the same reason?
Yeah, the same exact reason. You feel like you're nice, cozy inside, you know. You feel like you're in a restaurant, but it feels like a nice, cozy, like, place you would go, like you said, New England, like Boston. It feels like a Boston restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. A lot of Irish and...
The windows and the dark wood tables.
Right, but
and,
then the food. I mean, the menu there, like, you love their steak with the fish and everything and, like, the scotch egg. And there's just a lot of good, hearty, heavy, rich foods on that menu that you could really kind of get that full feeling like you do on a Thanksgiving dinner. A couple pints, you know, while you're having your meal. You really can't go wrong with that.
Now, that is actually on their list of restaurants that's doing traditional Thanksgiving. I have the list in front of me.
Yeah, let's. You want to save that for the end of our countdown here? Because you did mention it to me that you have the list of ones that are doing a traditional Thanksgiving meal. Because I know they do that, but I never really saw the full breakdown of it. So we'll save that for the end so it doesn't skew the rest of our list here. So we both picked Rose and Crown for our number three. My number two, I'll go ahead because I don't want to, you know, take all your shine away here. My number two is one that you may scoff at a little bit, but I'm going to go with the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Oh, God.
And again, it's the same reasons. It's just you get that big group at the big table and you're just having a good time and the food's filling and, you know, it's barbecue, fried chicken, that kind of stuff, but it's not, you get that feeling passing around the platter, you know. Of all everyone sharing a meal, and I really like having that kind of atmosphere. Plus, the show's great, and the food I like a lot. Plus, all the sauce you can drink—that's a good tradition on Thanksgiving. Getting all the Bud Lights and Yinglings, you know, that's something you can add in because you really want to get nice and sauced up at Thanksgiving meal, don't you?
I never do. No, I'm a good boy.
What about afterwards? That's always up for debate.
It's too much. Too much food.
Get too full.
That's what you usually do. You hit it after.
The whole day. I'm kind of like a slow and steady guy on Thanksgiving. Start off with a Bloody Mary, then crack my first beer around noontime, and then just keep... Usually have a beer in hand for most of the evening.
Most of the evening?
But it's only probably like 5 or 6, you know? It's not... I'm not drinking 23 on Thanksgiving. This isn't All-Star Movies here.
This isn't... I was going to say something, but... that was Chris Mullen, St. John's Leeds.
What so you kind of groaned at that suggestion. You don't like that choice for the Hoop-Dee-Doo review?
Not really.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do a dinner show for Thanksgiving.
That's fair, because you kind of want to be around the table.
If you could sit around and BS and talk to people, then that would be okay, but I don't think I would want to do a dinner show.
That's fair. That's a good reason to be against it. So what's your number two on your list?
It's actually two.
Okay, here we go.
Two restaurants. But here's why. I'm going to Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
And I'm either going to Artist Point or Whispering Canyon. I know Whispering... What's that?
No, I was going to say, I almost picked Artist Point, the older version of it, even though it's not my favorite, just for the atmosphere.
Yep.
But I know that they're changing it up, so go ahead.
I went with the two. Whispering Canyon is doing a traditional Thanksgiving. Their filth platter is going to include turkey and all the fixings.
Mm-hmm.
I love that resort, especially at the holidays, so I think that would be, especially if you're in Whispering Canyon, how it just, it's wide open to the lobby, so you can be having dinner and overlook the Christmas tree, and maybe a choir or two will be singing while you're having dinner. So I think that is the absolute, one of the perfect locations. And the reason I picked Artist Point is I think that's one of the prettiest, I think it's the prettiest restaurant on property. And I think it would be a perfect place for Thanksgiving dinner. I would go there over Whispering Canyon if they didn't have the character.
Right.
Dining. Yeah, I figured that. Which I don't think they would for something like Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
But you never know. If I find out next year it's not going to be character and they're going to be doing like a nice spread with turkey and this, then I'm going to go there.
Okay, that's interesting.
So that's the reason why I picked two, because it's not necessarily like that I would want both, but...
It's more you want to be at the Wilderness Lodge.
I want probably. Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge was my number two pick.
I almost picked Whispering Canyon, but I thought the platter would be a little... wouldn't be the best, but I didn't know they had the turkey on there.
Yep.
All right, so it's down to my number one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's down to number one.
Do we need a drum roll here or just come right out with it? Beautiful.
Jeremy!
Oh, a gentleman drum roll. I picked the Boathouse at Disney Springs.
Why is that?
I just love the menu. It's just something for everyone. It's just like a nice atmosphere when you go in. Like, you could sit out at the bar area if you have a small group and overlook the water, which would be really nice. But inside, again, it's like it's light, it's big in there, so you don't feel like cramped. And there's a lot of big tables, and it's got that vibrant kind of atmosphere, and just the menu is really good. There's, you know, you can go from a filter all the way up to a prime cut of meat or some seafood, and there's really a lot for everybody and just a lot of good hearty options. I don't know, just a place. And then I remember when we were at Old Key West, Joe said they've had their Thanksgiving meal at Boathouse like the last 2 or 3 years, and they really love
it. Yeah, and he's going up again this year, so.
Yeah, they're going to the Paddlefish, right? Used to be Fulton's.
Oh, is that where they're going?
I think that's what he said. They changed it up this year.
Okay.
But he kind of sold me on it. He was talking about it and how much he loved it. I was like, you know what? That sounds like a perfect spot to have a Thanksgiving meal. So that's why I picked that as my number one. You seem surprised. My top two did not overwhelm you. I started off strong, and then I kind of petered out, according to you.
No, because here's what I like. I'm looking for a nice place to go before and maybe after dinner. And I think the bars at the resort, at Wilderness Lodge, love that bar.
Yeah, the Territory Lounge?
Yep, Territory Lounge, Meisner's.
So you're basically, I mean, and I don't have a problem with this for you picking it. You're just picking resorts you want to hang out at on Thanksgiving.
But I like the restaurant options too.
Well, of course, I know that, and I'm not saying you don't like the restaurants, but basically you're picking them, and I don't have a problem with it because you want to hang out at the Grand Floridian lobby before and after your meal at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
There's a little truth to that, but it might surprise you with my number one.
All right, go ahead. Why don't you surprise me then?
I'm going over to Fort Wilderness, and I'm going to Trail's End.
See, I almost picked that instead of Hoopty Doo, and I was like, you know what? I'd rather have the show than the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that. That's a good, like, the old kind of settlers atmosphere there.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah.
Yep.
My only.
And now that's not a resort that I would sit around and hang out with, but I think that bar is perfect.
Yeah.
You can either sit inside or you can sit outside.
Out on the porch, you play checkers or something. Have a drink. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yep.
Yep. And then they're doing obviously, they're going to do a buffet. They do a buffet, but they're going to be doing Thanksgiving trimming, so.
Oh, nice. I assume most of the buffets are doing the
You would
tradition.
Think so.
And I would be wrong?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you would think so, but like some of the other ones I didn't see, like 1900 Park Fair, but you got to think they have turkey.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you would. Yeah,
you have to. I mean, come on, you got a carving station. What are you going to have, roast beef?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the worst. They had good prime rib.
Yeah, they did. Their prime rib was so good. Don't get me started on that buffet.
All right, so we have our lists. Now, you have, you said you have the list of the places that are having their traditional Thanksgiving, so why don't you go ahead and give us that list.
So it's funny because depending on the website, they don't all have the same restaurants.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it is interesting.
It's not through Disney's website that this is going on?
No. I didn't see it. I didn't see it via Disney.
All right, well,
let me.
I don't want to mess you up. I figured you had the list.
I have a list, but I can't find Disney's because it always pushes me to
All Ears or something.
Yeah, just to their website. Yeah, it always has me going over to their just their app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead and read the list.
So, anyways, we got let's see, what do we have here? Magic Kingdom. We got Liberty Tree Tavern.
Obviously, they do that anyway. Yep.
Epcot. Alcatraz,
okay.
Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Le Cellier, and Rose and Crown.
Le Cellier surprises me. Okay.
Le Cellier surprises me too. They got supposedly nothing at Hollywood Studios.
Nothing. Not even like 50s. I figured they'd have like a
yeah.
Blue
it's saying none announced.
Okay.
It's saying Disney's Animal Kingdom Satouli Canteen.
That's weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Disney Springs. It just says Wine Bar George.
Okay. Again, kind of strange.
This one's saying Sanaa over at Animal Kingdom, but I know that Sanaa and Jiko are doing Thanksgiving dinners.
Okay.
Cape May Cafe. California Grill at the Contemporary.
Hmm.
And I actually watched a YouTube, and it was confirmed. I watched a YouTube video on California Grill. But also, which would look like a really nice buffet, was downstairs at the Wave.
Oh, they're having a dinner buffet for that?
Yeah, I almost booked it because what they were doing was a regular buffet where you could just get some antipasto, Caesar salad, this and that. And then you get a regular meal.
Oh, all right.
So like you could get salmon or steak.
So it's like an appetizer buffet.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. It was like the best of both worlds. So I could get my turkey dinner
mm-hmm.
and have like a little buffet where I got, you know, my salads and
that's actually a nice idea.
Like
I'm surprised that...
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Surprised there's no, like, just salad bars
yeah.
at any of the Disney restaurants.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, imagine you go, you like you said, the Wave or a place like that, kind of like a mid-range mm-hmm. singles credit, and on the menu it says, you know, for an extra $12.95, you can have unlimited use of the salad bar in addition right. to your entree.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay $26 for your... You know, your chicken or whatever, and then you get an extra $12 for the salad bar. You can get a couple
get
salads,
some
antipasto,
mushrooms or something. Yeah,
that'd be. I'm actually surprised they don't do that at any of the places now that we talk about it. So that's interesting. A lot of places I wouldn't have necessarily expected to have the mm-hmm. traditional, and I would have assumed every buffet would just throw in a couple trays of Thanksgiving.
That's what you
foods.
Would think.
It's the easiest thing, like Chef Mickey's. Why wouldn't they? I'm sure they have that junk anyway.
And now, and I'm seeing that some boards say Chef Mickey's. This one is saying it not Chef Mickey's.
Hmm.
This one's saying no to Port Orleans Riverside, but I saw another one. I actually looked at their menu, and Riverside is doing one.
Oh, speaking of... Do you see the breaking news on boat rights?
No, what's going on with boat rights?
They now have their own filth platter at boat rights. All you can eat filth platter at the
oh,
boat rights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has like... a bunch of Cajun food on it. We might have to look into that for after the
oh,
break.
Oh, okay.
This is breaking news. Por Favor Podcast.
Oh, they got it. Oh, probably with like some shrimps and some fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I don't remember exactly what was on it. We're going to have to look that up. I'm afraid to do anything on the computer, so I don't want Audacity to
mess
it up.
As soon as we log off, I'm going on.
All right, with that
you can't do this to me in the
I know,
middle
I'm
of a
sorry.
Podcast.
I'm sorry. Let's take a second break so you have a little time to regroup, and then we'll come. We have some social media to talk about. We have another David Letterman top 10 list to go through.
We got a lot of stuff.
We
still
got a lot
got
for after
coming,
the break.
We?
Yeah. So we'll take another break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, we're back from break. Episode number 247 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast is in the books. So Clint's been joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
I think those were both good top fives.
Yeah, they were good.
Very different, which I'm happy with, because I hate it when we're both in the same boat.
Now, just for reference, I will say that when I did the list 2 years ago, for those of you that don't want to go back and listen, I said 50s. I did one at each park and one outside the park. So 50s Correct. Primetime Cafe, which kind of makes sense as a Thanksgiving place, kind of outside the box, but pretty traditional. And then at Animal Kingdom, I did Flame Tree Barbecue because I really couldn't think of anywhere good to go. But, you know, get some filthy barbecue. That wouldn't be the worst. And then Magic Kingdom, I said the Skipper Canteen because all the food there is garbage. Epcot, I picked Beer Garden for the buffet.
And I think that's a great one.
So I would have picked that for this, but since I did it last time, I didn't want to do it again. And then, like you said, Art Smith for off park, which is kind of an obvious choice.
I think Beer Garden's a great one.
Yeah. Tepanito and Beer Garden, two that you wouldn't really think of, but I bet you have a great time having Thanksgiving at those joints.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you want to get into some of our listeners on Facebook? We had some responses.
Absolutely.
All right. So Jody Wishart, I guess, said she would pick Tiffin's, Gico, La Cava, which I didn't even know they had food. They just have, like, chips and salsa there, don't they?
Maybe she's just going to have sauce, chips, and salsa. Nothing wrong with that.
A few margaritas, that's true. Narcissus's, which is a good choice. I'm surprised you didn't pick Narcissus's. And then Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. So she's kind of got a mix of both of ours there. And then just the sauce. I like that. Doug Willing commented. He said Homecoming would be his first choice. So he's in the cult of Homecoming as well. And he said Trails End, Tutto Italia, California Grill, and Ohana. See, I figured a lot of people would pick Ohana because it's like the family style, but I just couldn't do it. It's not my
thing. That didn't come to mind.
I like Ohana, but it wasn't like I wouldn't want to go there for Thanksgiving.
No.
And then John Tishow, or Tisho, however you say it. We always say his name wrong or just many multiple ways.
He corrected us? He was on live, too, for crying out loud?
Yeah, he said it was like Tisho, like Tebow or something. I don't remember what he said. That's the problem. I don't remember. So he said Liberty Tree would be the most obvious choice, but he'd rather do Sanaa, Via Napoli, Grand Floridian Cafe, 1900 Park Fair, or Whispering Canyon. So he's like
good choices.
In lockstep with you there.
Good choices right there, John.
I know you're not a big Sanaa fan, but other than that, everything sounds pretty good. Because Via Napoli, you're a big fan of that joint, aren't you?
Love Via Napoli.
Yeah. So those are the responses we got online. And then you had something else. Do you want to talk about anything else, or you need me to get right into this David Letterman top 10 list here?
Should we announce where I'm going?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Why don't you go ahead? So you are going up for Thanksgiving.
I am. You thought that was a good idea, correct?
To go up for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, instead of
Well,
cooking.
You said usually go to your cousin's, but he's on a cruise, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you might as well go up to property. You going to make a turkey for the two of you?
Yeah, that's true.
Although you'd have plenty of leftovers, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, which I like. I love turkey.
Just make a turkey on, like, Saturday and just have the leftovers.
Yeah, I could do that.
Anyway, so go ahead. Why don't you announce where you're going to go?
I'm going to Cape May Cafe.
Oh, and it made your list, too.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were really, like, digging into this and trying. You were, like, bleeding over this decision.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of options available?
No, but you know what? One that I was eyeing... Because it's like the stock market. You just, stuff opens up, stuff goes. So I said, let's just get this done. Let's just book this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something opens up, we can change it. Well, guess what I saw that opened up and they're doing Thanksgiving.
What is it?
California Grill.
Oh, that opened up on Thanksgiving? You almost have to do it just out of like principle.
And like I'm watching the video and it looks okay, right? It's just so the girl's down at the escalator in the Grand Canyon Concourse.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, everybody who's ever cooked Thanksgiving dinner. This was the best I've ever had. And I'm like,
And is it still there? It had to be gobbled up already. No pun intended.
It's... People are canceling. I'm looking at 3 o'clock right now, Billy.
Yeah.
50s prime time.
Okay.
Beer Garden.
Hmm.
Boat Rights. California Grill's got two now.
Oh, you just book it.
I already booked one. So
you don't have to decide. Just book two and then just cancel one.
Yeah, but you think that's better?
I don't know. I mean, California Grill has to be better than Cape May. Like, where would you rather eat a buffet or California Grill? no matter what the food is.
For Thanksgiving, probably a buffet.
Okay. See, I disagree. Like, if you have a chance to go, and then obviously you don't have to get the Thanksgiving. So if you want the turkey, you get it. Otherwise, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah, but I'd have to go with the turkey.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying there's...
Problem is that I can't find... And that's the thing. I can't see it on their menu. If you click view menu, you can't see the damn...
No, they're not going to show it. It's a special, you know...
Yeah, but some of the other ones do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, which is frustrating. Yeah, Boat Rights does.
This is live. You know, it's 2 days away, and you're seeing all this availability right now.
There's that oak-fired filet of beef, $54 black grouper. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, I gotta stop. All
right. You're going to talk yourself right into California.
Yeah. So we're going to Cape May Cafe as of right now.
As of right now. It could change subject to change.
We're going to have a Bloody Mary over at Martha's Vineyard.
That sounds good. All right, so you were doing a lot of research trying to find a place, and you were looking at menus, trying to make reservations, and you were starting to get a little hungry.
Hey, just real quick, okay. Lisa Green just chimed in.
Okay.
So I want to read hers, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to leave anybody out, but she just came in. California Grill, Tiffin's, Jico, Tusker House, or Shula's.
So she's not looking to save money on Thanksgiving.
She's right? going all out. She's That's going fine. All in.
Might as well just throw Victorian Albert's in there, too, at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Now, Tusker House is an interesting one.
Yeah, people love that place. I don't get it. It's fine.
Okay, well, I've never been, so I'm going to have to try it.
It's fine. It's a buffet. It's a character buffet, Bill, so that's the kind of food you're getting there.
Yeah, but so is 1900.
It's a little... It's like... Yeah, it's a slight step behind 1900 food-wise.
Okay.
Like, you like Boma. I love Boma. It doesn't even, like, stand... It's, like, the same kind of food as Boma, but it's nowhere near as good. And granted, we've only had breakfast there, but I assume their dinner is equally good.
Yeah, I got to go there for dinner too, don't I? Remember that was like Scott's favorite place.
Mm-hmm. Boma is good. I could see why. I almost put that on the list.
Did you?
Yeah, I was very close. That turkey. Remember the turkey we had for breakfast? Put that on your Thanksgiving plate. That would have been pretty good.
Oh, everything the asparagus. I mean, that's probably my favorite thing there, which is weird.
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
but
I'm sure they have that.
Just absolutely perfectly, perfectly.
Anyway,
so what'd you say? We have a top 10 list?
Yeah, David Letterman style top 10 list, because you were perusing and getting very hungry.
Okay.
And making some ridiculous claims. So these are the top 10 things.
Where's our home office?
You got the top 10 shocking things you say to yourself when you get hungry, spending the day researching Disney menus. Number 10, I now see why people wait an hour and a half to eat at Woody's Lunchbox. At this point, I'd wait 2 hours for those frozen french fries topped with Velveeta cheese. Number 9, hey, the Sizzler on 192 has a 2-for-1 coupon. Number 8, oh boy, I haven't eaten in 2 hours. That chili cheese dog at the All-Star Movies quick serve is a must try. I don't like that. That's a little personal.
Yeah.
Number 7. Do you think we can hit up both Rainforest Cafes in the same day? Number 6. Hey, hun, Chef Bickies has an 830 ADR. Number 5. I'm going to try to sneak into the elevator for California Grill just to get a whiff of the oak grilled filet. That's not a bad choice, actually. That's a pretty good move if you can make it happen.
It's like the people who smoke cigarettes, like as they're coming down, you just smell it on their clothes.
No, like you know, it's like the people that take a smoke break and they don't smoke just to get like the secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the
former smokers that go out and like just breathe it in my face.
But we're just smelling people's clothes too on the elevator.
Exactly.
Like kind of like look over and just...
Number 4, I know I just had a major gout attack, but I have to eat 10 pounds of shellfish at Cape May Cafe. Number 3, there's a new menu item at Pinocchio Village House that Lou Mangiello said will change your life. You like that one, huh?
That's good. That's so dumb, isn't it?
Number 2, that Italian trio at Tony's Town Square sounds amazing, and at $32, it's a steal. And the number 1 most shocking thing you say to yourself when you get hungry researching Disney menus. Schaefer just gave Uncle Joe the Heimlich maneuver. I think it worked because there's a few extra shrimp on my ribeye. Do you think the waiter will bring a few extra napkins? Boo. Play me out, Paul.
I read that one to Kristen and she just cringed. She's like, you guys are so disgusting. it's so true. That ribeye was gorgeous. I got some napkins. And you got to be careful scraping stuff off because you don't want to get the seasoning.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You don't want to have a beer steak now, you know what I mean?
But you also don't
dab
want,
it, you just
you also
be
don't
careful.
Want stomach acid on it either. What did I you say? Gotta, like, you get the Oscar-style steak with the lobster tail on it, and that's the Regano style with the regurgitated shrimp on top.
Oh, I think we're going to lose our last four listeners on this one. They're going to be listening, after Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, we should probably wrap it up. What do you say?
All right, we'll wrap it up. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search for us. So, where podcasts are found at Por Favor Podcast. Web address, www.porforwarpodcast.com. Our social media, Twitter and Facebook, Por Favor
right.
Podcast. You can email the show, info@porforwarpodcast. You can email me personally, Mike@porforwarpodcast. Mr. Klinsman?
You can email me, Gary@porforwarpodcast.com, and go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/porforwarpodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 247 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. From my cousin up in Westerly, Rhode Island, and Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida. We will talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh,